75 electric buses from Switch Mobility hit Bengaluru city roads. iPhone 14 Pro model set to offer 128GB storage, same as iPhone 13 series. Noice plans to make 10 lakh smartwatches a month to raise local production to 80% of sales. OnePlus co-founder Pete Lau hints at upcoming foldable phone. Oppo Reno 8 series to debut in Philippines on September 1. AI model suggests personalized fonts to improve digital reading accessibility, says researchers. Karnataka Chief Minister Basavaraj Bommai flags off 75 Switch EI V12 buses to cater to the needs of the people in Bengaluru. Switch Mobility Limited's new technologically advanced electric buses are a part of the 300-strong electric bus order and would be inducted into the fleet of the Bengaluru Metropolitan Transport Corporation. Switch Mobility, the next-generation carbon-neutral electric bus and light commercial vehicle company, would supply, operate and maintain the 300 buses, the company says in a release. iPhone 14 series has been a part of several leaks and rumors for the past few months. The upcoming Apple iPhone lineup could include four models: iPhone 14, iPhone 14 Pro, iPhone 14 Max, and iPhone 14 Pro Max, and they are expected to be launched on September 13. The iPhone 14 Pro models were earlier speculated to come with increased storage capacity over the previous models. They were claimed to start with 256GB of storage compared to 128GB of the iPhone 13 Pro models. Now, in a new development, a market research analyst suggests that the upcoming Pro models will continue to offer 128GB of storage. Wearable and hearable device maker Noice is planning to increase monthly local production of smartwatches to 10 lakh units per month from August, a top official of the company says. The company has produced 10 lakh units of its all products, including total wireless audio devices and smartwatches till date, Noice co-founder Amit Khatri tells PTI. We are the leading smartwatch category in the country. We are part of the top 6 to 7 smartwatch brands in the world now. We have already produced 1 million units till now, including smartwatches and TWS, and from this August, we aim at producing 1 million units per month smartwatches, Khatri says. OnePlus is reportedly gearing up to launch its first foldable smartphone sometime soon. In a new update, OnePlus co-founder Pete Lau shared pictures of a hinge on Twitter on Friday to offer hints about the development of a foldable smartphone without confirming the name and other details. Samsung currently has an early lead in the foldable smartphone category. Xiaomi recently introduced Xiaomi Mix Fold 2. Moto Razr 2022 has also arrived in China. OnePlus sister firm Oppo also marked its presence in the foldable smartphone market by unveiling the Find N Foldable at the end of the last year. Pete Lau on Twitter posted pictures with the tagline, "What do you think this is? This could be possibly the folding screen hinge mechanism of the upcoming OnePlus phone." Although the company has not confirmed anything, it is largely speculated that the OnePlus Fold may break cover soon. It is rumored to come with Android 13. The Oppo Reno 8 series was introduced in China in May, had its debut internationally last month, and is now headed to the Philippines. According to GSM Arena, Oppo will launch the Reno 8 series in the Philippines on September 1. Though the Chinese company hasn't specified how many Reno 8 series smartphones it would release there, it has stated that the Reno 8 is one of the devices doing so. The Oppo Reno 8 runs Android 12 based Color OS 12.1 out of the box and has two memory options, 8GB plus 128GB and 8GB plus 256GB. It is powered by the Dimensity 1300 SoC. With a punch hole for the 32MP front camera and a fingerprint reader underneath for biometric verification, it is designed around a 6.4 Full HD plus 90Hz AMOLED screen. A team of researchers who worked with an Adobe team has suggested that personalized font recommendations can improve the accessibility of digital information and enhance individual reading experiences. The findings of the study were published in the journal ACM Designing Interactive Systems 2022. The future of readability is a device watching humans read and using their performance to tailor the format so that they read at their best, says Ben Sawyer, 14MS, 15PhD, the director of the Readability Consortium and UCF's Virtual Readability Lab. We look forward to the day when you can pick up a device, read and receive information in a way that uniquely suits your needs.